In a phone conference with reporters this week, Kind said it's time to stop deficit spending and start balancing the nation's budget. But he says recent efforts to eliminate costly subsidies in the farm bill were shot down, and that doesn't augur well for the future.
We ran into a chorus of powerful special interests resistant to any type of change, and that, I suspect, is going to be one of the chief hurdles we'll face. Time is of the essence, and I think with an incoming new administration and the pledges that President-elect Obama has made for long-term fiscal solvency, we may have a window of opportunity.
Kind wants to use that window for a budget summit to make the cuts and adjustments necessary to balance the country's budget. Edgewood College economist Bill Duddleston of Madison applauds the plan. He says Kind is right that changes have to be made in the way the country manages its agricultural industry. Duddleston says there are probably more federal ag bureaucrats running the system than there are farmers actively farming.
The whole subsidy issue has to be looked at from more of an income supplement for those farmers who are really hurting, but there aren't that many farmers, except in maybe small Wisconsin dairy farmers who would fall below that threshold. We don't need to be spending millions of dollars subsidizing massive sugar plantations in Florida.
Duddleston says the other major problem Congress has to address is the cost of Medicare, that with rising health care costs is rapidly rising beyond the government's ability to maintain it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.